Joining us on the telephone this morning, Congressman Ralph Abraham. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thanks for being with us today. And I want to ask you a little bit, because we were talking last week about Louisiana politics and the folks in the nursing homes and the letters that went out saying they were going to kick the people out of the nursing homes. And now the budget of Louisiana has shifted. I know you're in Washington, but I'll get this gets back to you in just a second. As I'm reading today, some of the things have shifted, and they're talking about ending the food stamp program in Louisiana. So I want to ask you, who administers the food stamp program? Is that a state thing or is that a federal thing? Where does that come from?
Well, the SNAP program is part of the farm bill that we're actually voting on this week. The food stamp program is not going away. I can assure you, the children, the elderly, the disabled, are going to be just fine, and they're going to be well protected. And as we talked last week, you know, everybody listening to this particular broadcast right now, Corey, I think is in favor of that. We don't want a child to be hungry. We don't want the elderly to go without food, or certainly the disabled. I don't know, the rhetoric up here and probably in the state is way off base. Just a lot of basically blatant falsehoods going around. So, what I can assure people is that the food stamp program is going to be, just fine in Louisiana. We are going to require some work requirements or some educational requirements for a certain population that are receiving food stamps now, those that are 18 to 59 that are not disabled, that can actually work. And if they can't find a job, which we know in Louisiana is a difficult chore right now, then we're going to train them up to get a better job. Again, where the educational programs will be basically free to them, and it's just part of the SNAP program. It's not going to cost the federal government any more than we're spending now on SNAP. So I think it's a win-win.
So the work requirement would only be for the able-bodied folks?
Exactly, 18 to 59 that have no disabled, that those that are not raising children, those that certainly, that any of those things that I aforementioned, those that receive food stamps now. And what the food stamp program was meant to do was protect the most vulnerable of our society. But those in that age group of 18 to 59, if they're not disabled, if they're able to get out and work, we want them to work. And again, if they can't find work because it's tough in Louisiana right now to get a good job, then we're going to train them up to get a better job or, give them that opportunity. So that decision then will be up to them. They will certainly have that option not to participate. But, if they opt out of it, then they will not get SNAP for the long term.
Congressman, how soon would that first, do you guys have the votes for that? And then how soon would that go into effect if it were passed?
If we pass it on the House, which we'll pass that tomorrow, actually, the Senate will take it up. We'll come to what we call a conference bill and, come up with the differences. We'll work those out between the Senate and the House bill. The president will sign it, and then it will go into effect, fairly almost immediately. So we're waiting for the president to, get his signature on it. He said he wants to sign it very quickly. So I'm looking forward to that day coming.
I want to ask you if Louisiana is in a good spot right now. Oil prices are going up. Of course, it means a little more for me to fill up my car. But where does that set our state right now with oil going up, up, up and summertime on the way?
It in a much better place. What they call Brent crude this morning, when I looked at the market, it was almost at $80 a barrel. So, again, that means more money for the state. Takes away a lot of whatever the deficit is. I know they're having a hard time, or the administration is, giving us exactly what the deficit is, but every dollar rise in oil prices makes it much easier for Louisiana to do what we have to do to fulfill our obligations.
I'm sitting here this morning, and I'm reading a lot of things about new subpoenas in the case of, you'd call it Russiagate. Tell me, what's the latest going on in Washington and sort of what the attitude is with more subpoenas coming out here in the next few days?
You know, now we're into a year of the Mueller investigation. There has been, and there never was, any collusion of any form or fashion. So, you know, they, I know they are continuing to look and dig and basically try to find anything on the Trump administration. I don't think they're going to find anything. I don't think anything was ever there. So, you know, Mueller's investigation after a full year, it's cost the American taxpayers tens of millions of dollars. It needs to be shut down, and we need to move on with other business.
All right, Congressman, out of time for today. Once again, thanks for joining us and coming and talking with us on Thursdays.
You guys have a great day.
Thank you. Congressman Ralph Abraham.